I'm David S. Dawson from The Intellectual Podcast, a show that spotlights creatives from all walks of life, part of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other incredibly geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
Welcome to Play Comics, where sometimes we actually talk about video games, but I was looking at the stats that I've put together in the giant Excel spreadsheet of Doom, and I have a whole lot of blue highlighted things, which means those were bonus episodes, which most of them are creator talk episodes. Guess what this episode's going to be? It's another creator talk episode, because I don't know how to make regular episodes anymore. Oh no. So anyway, today I am talking with Steve Urena about his really cool looking eye-catching, I can't believe I haven't seen anybody do this comic already, Zombie Date Night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you to all the listeners out there checking out Zombie Date Night. I'm sad we can't talk about zombie video games, but you know, we might do that anyway.
Oh, we'll find a way to sneak that in.
Oh, definitely. Some zombies ate my neighbors. I'm excited they're doing, I think, a remake of that for the Switch, right?
I haven't heard anything, but I've also been trying to stay away from news so I wouldn't be sad that I couldn't buy new games because I had to buy a new water heater.
Sorry to spoil. I think either they're re-releasing it or it's a remake. Maybe they're just re-releasing it on the Nintendo Switch store. But yeah, I'm excited to talk zombies with you, man. What's your favorite zombie movie or zombie video game, I guess?
As cliche as this is, I like to bust out The Last of Us to play on Easter.
Because they have risen?
Yes, and then I also make sure I don't tell my mom because she would not enjoy that.
Yes, Last of Us is incredible. Me and my girlfriend just beat the second one a few months ago because that had been in my backlog, and I was really, a lot of people didn't like it, but I really loved it. I thought the storytelling was good. I thought the characters, you know, broke through, and I thought the graphics were incredible. I thought it was just a cool experience. But I know people were mad about what happened, but I think it was a pretty good game still.
Well, I haven't played the second one either, but from what I've heard, people who didn't like the second one tended to just not like that it wasn't as super groundbreaking and amazing as the first one was.
But that's
hard
to
do. And they can just deal with it.
Yeah, they can just deal with it. Exactly. That's exactly right. But yeah, I'm excited to talk zombies with you, talk to your audience, see how the world is moving in this zombie date night climate post-Slowpokes. So take it away.
So what is your elevator pitch for Zombie Date Night?
So my elevator pitch for Zombie Date Night is what makes a first date even more awkward, and that is zombies, of course. So Zombie Date Night is basically a first date gone wrong during the zombie invasion, and it begs the question of what would you do in that situation? If you're going on a great date or a terrible date, if zombies showed up, what would you do? Would you continue the date? Would you help that person, or would you bail? So I definitely explored those types of questions in Zombie Date Night, and took some stories from my own dating perils and added it to the story. But it's hopefully going to be a lot of fun. It's got thrills, it's got chills, and it's got a grandma fighting hordes with a chunk like that. So I don't know what more could you want with Zombie Date Night.
So did you approach this more as a date story that had zombies or a zombie story that has a date?
A date story that has zombies, because dating is very scary to begin with. So you throw in zombies, and it's, it, you know, it, it turns up the terror times 10. So I liked when I wrote Slowpokes, the comic I wrote before this, that it took, you know, you still had the relationships of the characters, you still had friendships, you still had a story, even if there weren't any monsters lurking behind. But I do think it's more fun with monsters in the background.
I'm just glad I don't have to worry about dating anymore.
Same. It is rough out there, especially with COVID and, like, you know, the way people are now. It is, it was rough then. I can only imagine how much, how rough it is now. Do they wear the mask? Do they don't wear the mask? It's a stranger. It's very horrifying. So I thought taking that element and throwing it into Zombie Date Night would, it would be relatable to the audience that this is aimed at.
How long have you been working on this one?
So after Slowpokes was done with the first Kickstarter, I had this, I made the goal, passed the goal that I had, and I was like, all right, that means I could do more. So everybody was like, oh, you know, you got to do Slowpokes too, you got to do this. And I was like, you know what? I've had this story in my head of this first date with zombies. Let me try and work that out. And I started in October, and I finished in, I believe, December. And it took me about 2 months to write. It's a lot of fun, and I was able to work with such a great team on it. And, it was just a joy to just get it out there. I had had the story in my head for such a long time that when I put pen to paper, it finally all came out, and I'm happy with the results.
So how much did the COVID times affect the story for you?
It did a little bit, definitely, but not 100%. Like, there were some things that I definitely the isolation, and definitely, like, oh, you know, I think that people want to connect with people more. So, like, that type of aspect for Zombie Date Night. I think anything that was written during quarantine probably had an effect on the art. But the zombie idea came before COVID. It was just the right time to do that.
That's really why I was wondering how long you've been working on it, because it makes sense to me as an idea that could have popped into your head anyway.
Yes.
But it also makes sense to me as a COVID-fueled fever dream kind of idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe during quarantine or COVID, like, I do have ideas for other stories. I think during the pandemic, that kind of, like, I was like, all right, maybe this will work now. I think it is its own story too, even without, you know, the pandemic that was going on.
Where do you get your zombie inspiration from as far as how they're acting? Because when you go look at the history of zombie media, you have a ton of different types and how they act and how they got the way they go.
So going off of Slowpokes, whereas fast killer sloths, I knew I can't make the zombies fast, because then I don't want that to just be my gimmick, where it's just like, oh, it's fast this, things that are slow are fast now. So I made them normal speed zombies, where they're not slow and, like, creeping around, and they're not too fast, where they're just, like, running at ungodly speeds like the Flash. So it's in between. They could run as fast as, like, a normal human being, I would say. But I definitely drew inspiration from, like, Dawn of the Dead and Walking Dead and Zombies Ate My Neighbors, as we were talking about. Just different things, trying to borrow from the best and make it my own.
So I have to assume that Shaun of the Dead was watched at least twice a week while you were writing this.
Not while I was writing it, but I do love Shaun of the Dead. I have seen that movie enough times where it probably is, like, twice a week. Or twice a day, because that movie is just amazing, and just the tone of it is so good, and, like, everything just clicks. But hopefully, you know, my jump into the zombie genre hopefully will be met with as good acclaim as Shaun of the Dead, or at least half. I'll take half. That's probably better than I'm hoping for. But we'll see what happens.
I mean, let's be fair. Half of that would still be super amazing.
Half of that would still be good. It's like, hey, 50%, okay, better than 49. You gotta look on the bright side.
Why zombies and not some other kind of creature?
I just thought, like, the name came to me first, where I was like, Zombie Date Night, I think, sounds catchy. It sounds like you know exactly what it is when you hear it. And it just sounds fun. So for me, zombies, I thought, worked better in this story than, say, werewolves or killer trolls or killer sloths even again. So it just kind of all clicked, and I thought this, it worked well with the story and it worked well with the characters, and even the art when it came in, I was like, this works out.
You know, I think the two-syllable thing there actually works in its favor, too, because you get zombie, date night.
And date night, yeah. I mean, I love all these new titles now on comics where, you know, my example is, like, something is killing the children. Like, I got to make a title for the next one where it just goes to two pages, where it's like, this is a comic about zombies and a date that happens, and, like, that could be the whole cover.
And you could just go full on, we only find them when we're dead, and just make the text huge.
There you go. We only find them when they're dead. Oh, wait, they're not. They just keep going. That's actually the 20-page comic. It's just the title. That would, it would be meta, I guess, as the kids would say. Or not kids, I guess. I don't know anymore.
Write that idea down for later. And why did you decide to make this as a comic and not some other kind of media?
So, like, just with the success of Slowpokes, I think when that happened, I was like, this might be my medium where I know how to get it done. I could keep it at 20 pages and people will at least take a look at it, even if it's one person, 10 people, whatever. I thought zombies are probably visually interesting. I thought a grandma with chocolate of fighting zombies is interesting. And I just thought, like, a zombie romance comic, like, I don't really see much of that. So I just wanted to stand out in the best way possible while having a blast and making sure people have fun while they're on this comic journey. But it would work, I think, as a movie or TV show. I just don't have the money or the talent to do any of that. So I think comics is the right place for this story.
Oh, that's what publishers are for.
I don't know any publishers at the moment. Maybe one day somebody would want my idea, but I just wanted to get it done. Like, instead of doing the process of shopping it around, just being like, I could get it done myself. Let's see what happens, and hopefully it does well. And if it doesn't, it's just a nice learning experience.
Hopefully soon, I will have more publishers on here so that I can have a whole list of publishers to throw people's names at. Publishers who haven't been on the show yet. Hint, hint.
So who would be your dream publisher to have on, or like, a dream guest for your show?
Dream guest for my show. Right now, I have been trying to get the guys from Vault, but there are some big timing issues with that.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I think that we would be all over that. And I'd love to get somebody from Aftershock. I mean, obviously DC and Marvel would be cool, but DC has some, like, editors you will not go on podcast kind of deals going, and I probably painted it with way too broad of a stroke there.
Wow.
I don't know what DC or what Marvel does with it, but I mean, I think, like, the Vault's Aftershock, maybe Image level of things would be pretty fun to have on.
For anybody listening right now that is involved in comics, please go on this show, because this show is great and the interviewer is awesome. So he'll ask you the good questions, he'll ask you the hard questions, but get on the show before it's too late and he's all booked up.
And you don't even have to pay me money. Just come on.
I don't know. I think they should pay you money. I think that works.
I'm not going to stop you if you want to. I actually have some ideas I can talk to people about later about that. But I just like to talk to people about their stuff. That's why I'm having you on. That's why I've had every person that I've had on for this, is because the thing that they're making interests me and I want to know more about it.
And you're doing a great job. So, you know, it's only going to be a year until you're all booked up. You're like, yeah, all those Vault people called me up. All those DC people called me up.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
I have full faith.
I'm putting it out into the universe. It will happen.
So how much experience do you have looking at the really old school romance comics?
I definitely have seen a good amount just growing up. I've definitely come across them in my world. but in terms of, this is my first romance comic, so I guess, you know, just more from reading or like looking at stuff or seeing things just out in the open. But this is my first romance comic and my first zombie comic, so I guess I have zero experience. But you know, hopefully after this, you know, luckily we got funded, there will be more, but we shall see.
Zero experience also means you don't have some tropes built into your head already anyway, too. So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but hopefully the romance community will be in love with it. You see what I did there? Some nice punnery. But yeah, I think that just it works. Like, you don't see many zombie romance things out there. I know that there's some zomcoms out there, which somebody coined the phrase. But I want more of that in comics. I want more genre mashups, so we can see some more interesting things.
And how did you get your creative team together for this one?
So I went through Comics Experience, which is a school that, if you are interested in writing a comic book or drawing a comic book or just being part of the comics industry, you can take online classes and they'll guide you to where you need to go. So for them, they have a creative services department where you can you write a script in their class, or you write a script when you can, and you say, hey, I want to make this into a real full-blown comic. So they have editing, they find the artist, they find the inker, they find the colorist. They basically, you know, they are the broker and find you everybody you need for you to make your comic a reality. They have such a stable of great artists, so they were able to find me, Sergi Domenic, Anthony Rella, who's the letterer, Josh Jensen, who's the colorist. And for the editing, I went to my own girlfriend because I thought it'd be so much fun to work with my significant other on a romance comic, just to add to the flavoring of Zombie Date Night.
With your girlfriend helping with the editing, was yes. there any worry that you would put some of y'all's relationship in there that she wouldn't want out in the world?
So, I mean, we did get attacked by zombies, but we, you know, we don't want to tell anybody about that. But I mean, I put some stuff from, you know, some of the character traits that she has go into some of my characters. Some bad dates that I've had or situations went into this. But it was good. It was a good, we're very honest with each other. So like, she would tell me if something, she didn't like something, but we would talk it out and be like, all right, well, I like this, or maybe there's a happy medium. We can come, you know, come to an agreement. There were some arguments and debates, but it was all friendly. And, as part of the Kickstarter, if you back a certain tier, you will get a podcast featuring, me and her talking about Zombie Date Night, the ideas behind everything, the stories behind everything, the arguments we had, and like, you know, what she thinks about it going from the beginning till completion.
How did you decide what rewards to have at the different levels?
So for me, I want to make sure that each Kickstarter I do has a theme, or like at least goes with the comic. So for this, I had, you know, you could be drawn as a zombie into the next one. You can get killed by a zombie in the next one. You and your significant other, or your best friend, or, you know, someone you have a deep relationship with can be on the cover of the next one. I wanted to tie into like love and, you know, all the things that can go with a zombie date night. I originally had some ideas where I was like, oh, you know, maybe this will come out on Valentine's Day, but it just didn't, you know, the schedule didn't work out that way. So I was thinking about doing like Valentine's, but maybe for the second one, maybe that will come into play. But I just wanted to make sure it fit with the comic, and it wasn't, you know, it was like posters, t-shirts, things that I would want as a I guess, comic lover or a Kickstarter backer. So I guess my advice to those who are looking to make your own Kickstarter, you know, try to make tiers that are doable and things that you would want yourself.
How quickly did your $250 level go away?
Pretty quickly. Probably a week, 2 weeks, maybe. But the $250 was for, there's only two spots open, because I wanted to make sure that it, you know, it was valuable and it was something that people would want to check out. But I still have some spots available for You could be turned into a zombie. There are three spots left for that. Unfortunately, getting killed by a zombie is done. But if you want to become a zombie, there's three spots open. But you know, I think people want to be part of the comic, and just killing people who are backing is awesome. So it's just nice to do something that's a little bit outside of the box, because I know a lot of Kickstarters have like, oh, get drawn into the background, but like, I wouldn't want that as a reader. I want to get killed by a zombie or get turned into a zombie.
When you were in school, were you ever working on a story in which people had to die and then the wrong people in the school found out and started spreading rumors that you were being a homicidal maniac?
That has not happened to me, but it did happen. I remember it did happen to a kid. He actually wrote a hit list and he got in trouble for it, but no, I kill my fans. I don't kill my friends, just my fans, I guess. Well, actually, that's not true, because some of my friends did pledge to get killed in Slowpokes and in this, so I guess I'm just a liar. Did that happen to you?
Okay, I guess that was just me then.
Did that happen to you? You wrote about killing
actually
your
it did, and then I realized the entire story was a giant Stephen King way too close ripoff, so I just stopped doing it. But it was a very legitimate, like, okay, which one of our friends should die here? And like, they all knew I was writing them into the story.
Yeah, but that's fun though, because if it's your friends,
yeah.
You know,
nobody had an issue with it.
Unless that's the story where you wrote the story where you killed off your friends, and then they ended up getting killed one by one in the same order as the story. And then they're like, is it you? But then it's the twist is it somebody else, I guess. Because they weren't included in the story. Dun, dun, dun. There you go.
Let's write that idea down for
later.
I just
wrote your whole story.
So you think I'm joking. I actually have a notepad right here for all these things that I write down later.
Go for it. Hey, listen, I think that works. I think that could work. Tell Stephen King to suck it, because, you know, now it's your time.
So I want to jump back to the creative team thing for a little
sure.
bit. Did they just give you names and say, hey, I mean, obviously a little bit more than just give you names and say, hey, go talk to them. Or are you, I guess I don't really know where I'm going with that. Just what's the process of comics experience giving you people?
So the process is I will send them the script. They will take a look at it, make sure everything, you know, looks right. And like, hey, this all makes sense. And then they find me like four artists that they think could work for this. And then they'll send me samples, and then I'll pick based on the samples. And then they'll ask about their availability. And if they're available, they will, you know, they'll go forward. If not, then, you know, they'll pick more artists, or if you can pick a second choice, you know, they'll go after them. So I've been very lucky, because like Slowpokes, I went through Comics Experience and I found Juan Romero and Sean Reinhart. This one with Sergey Domenech and, you know, Anthony Rella and Joshua Jensen. And it just, everything flows, everything works well. Like I go through kind of like a mediator, Paul Allor, who works with Comics Experience. He wrote Hollow Heart, which came out recently, which is awesome. And he's just been such a great help. He has a very good eye for, you know, kind of putting people together. I would say the DJ Khaled of comics, which I'll have to tweet at him later or send him an email about it. But he kind of just brings everybody together, and so far so good. I'm very happy with how Comics Experience is helping with comics. It's like, I don't know where to start in terms of finding an artist or hunting them down or finding a colorist and getting all that done. So like for them, they make it nice and seamless, and you know, everything looks very professional.
Well, I can honestly say that the worst thing I can say about Paul is that he does not share enough pictures of his dog.
Yes, his short round is very, very adorable, and his stories are very entertaining about the dog. I'm a pug guy myself, so I do love a good dog picture.
And my current dog is a Bengal cat, but I still get all the legs.
You could say my dog is a Bengal cat. That's pretty good. That's a good shirt as well.
Did you get any kind of backlash from people who were expecting a Slowpokes 2 and got this instead?
So far, so good. So I know some people are probably disappointed that they didn't get Slowpokes 2, but I think that having a second comic that's just different than the last one, I think people have accepted it. And they know that eventually I'll go back to the slots at some point. But I'm very happy that the people that backed Slowpokes came back for Zombie Date Night. But Zombie Date Night has a completely different audience than Slowpokes. I thought it would just be all Slowpokes people and just friends. This time it's a completely different batch of people, which is very exciting to me because it means that I can kind of write in these spaces and get new fans or get new eyes on my comics. And I don't have to just do the same, you know, I don't want to do Slowpokes 900 times in a row. I want to be able to write different things and kind of shock and surprise people who are like, oh, what's the next thing that you got coming, and keep that element of surprise.
So were you worried more about burnout or getting pigeonholed?
I'm worried about getting pigeonholed now, where like this is my second comic, Slowpokes went well, and I was expecting some backlash from it because it's just like, you know, it's bloody and it's gory and it's ridiculous. I was expecting people to be like, oh, that's not a real comic, or you're not, you know, everybody kind of goes to that imposter syndrome of, you know, is this going to be okay, like, or whatever. But so far, so good. So we'll see what Zombie Date Night does. But I do have that in my mind where I hope they like this one so I can write other things and just play around. Not that that's going to stop me, but I don't want people to compare this to Slowpokes. I want people to kind of read this as its own thing and be like, all right, I like this or I don't like this, whatever. But just, you know, appreciate it for being a different living, breathing entity.
What got you into writing comics in the first place?
So as a kid, I always wanted to be a comic artist. Like, that was the first job I wanted. And I was like, I had to have been 4 or 5 because I was like, this is amazing. Like, it's such an incredible thing. And that would be such a cool thing to do. But then when I put pen to paper, I cannot draw to save my life. So that dream kind of went into the back burner. And, you know, I'm a copywriter right now for an entertainment company. And I've done journalism work for like UFC and Maxim and newspapers and magazines. So for that, I was like, you know what, I can write. So maybe I should I want to try writing a comic. Maybe there's a way to do that. But whenever you do research, there's not many schools that teach just writing comics. It's always about the art. So for me, I was like, well, I can't draw. So like, there's no way for me to do that. And I'll never be good at that. So luckily a few years ago, I was like, you know what, that dream I had, let me see if there's something now. Maybe there's something online I could take, or maybe there's a way to do this. And Comics Experience, I found them, and they had writing courses about how to create comics the right way. And it just all clicked. Like, all I needed to know was how to do it. And once I knew how to do it, I wrote Slowpokes in the class. It got good feedback. You know, I workshopped that a few times, and it became what it is now. And now I'm able to write Zombie Date Night. So Comics Experience really just brought it all together for me. But I always wanted to do it. I always wanted to create. And I think I found my medium.
What advice would you have for people looking to get into working in comics?
For those who want to work in comics, just do it. Comics Experience, if you don't know where to go, Comics Experience is a good place to start. They're very helpful, and they'll guide you in the right direction of where to go. But if you're writing and your writing is strong, you just want to do it, just make that script happen. And, you know, if you need artists, go through Comics Experience. You know, make connections, go to cons, just do it. Like, if I can write something about vascular slots, you can make your project, because it's probably 10 times better. And it's probably, you know, just awesome. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to see. So go out there and make it happen. You know, I'm still learning. I don't know where my comic journey is going to take me, but it doesn't hurt to try and fail, because if you try and fail, you just learn, and the right people will find you. And, you know, if you're making comics, you'll find your audience somehow. Even if it starts with 2 people, 3 people, they'll talk about it. They'll tell other people about it, and it'll just keep growing and grow.
Well, it has been great talking to you about all of this one. I have 2 final questions.
Sure.
First, who is your favorite Muppet?
My favorite Muppet is probably Fozzie. Fozzie Bear is awesome. Waka Waka is good. I like I like Statler and Waldorf too. The 2 old guys that yell at people. I think I like them more than Fozzie. But yeah, I would say let's go Statler and Waldorf. They're pretty awesome. It's like, they're not half bad. They're all bad.
I love them so much.
They're so great. It just, I feel like that works in any sketch you can do, because that's just pure comedy right there.
I want to be them when I grow up. All right, so my wife and I are watching The Muppet Show right now, and we just got through the Johnny Cash episode, which is most of the way through episode 5, and Fozzie is still not saying waka waka.
That is bullshit. And
it's true.
Yeah, it's bullshit. That's how I feel about that.
So we're on a giant mission now to figure out when he starts saying waka waka.
I wonder, like, if it just, like, somebody said it, like, as a nervous thing, or did it just, they wrote it in? I mean, there's got to be an origin story of that.
In worst case, we're just going to have to go watch all the Muppet things and figure it out. And that's going to be horrible.
There you go. And there's plenty of good stuff there.
Can you imagine a zombie date night movie but Muppets?
Listen, nothing's off the table. If that's what I got to do, it's just Kermit and Miss Piggy on a date, and then all the other Muppets. There's a Muppet zombie version. I think that's money right there. And I think, again, smashing them together would be great. And, you know, if the Jim Henson Company wants to give me a call, let's work it out.
I will try to make a connection so that I can try to make that happen. But also, what is your favorite way to consume a potato?
You gotta go with, I'll go with hash browns. You gotta go with, and then cutting them up in like kind of like oven roasted potatoes, like breakfast potatoes. Those are my favorite. Anything breakfast and potato goes hand in hand. It is just a beautiful combination.
See, now you're just making me want Waffle House hash browns.
I love hash browns. Hash browns are the ultimate, like, you know, you go out at night of partying, come back at 3 a.m, just hash browns, 2 eggs over easy, it's a bacon and some toast. Oh man, that's all you need in life. I can go about breakfast all day, and I love a good breakfast. Same with, like, waffles. Waffles are really good too.
Well, Steve, it has been great talking to you about all of this. If people want to hear more from you, where else can they find you around the internet?
So if you want to know more about me or my journey or my comics, follow me at The Steve Urena, U-R-E-N-A, on Twitter and Instagram. And then if you want to follow the comics, you can follow Slowpokes at Slowpokes Comic on Twitter and Instagram, and Zombie Date Night on Twitter and Instagram. Also, as we go, we're nearing towards the end of the Kickstarter. I am doing Zombie Date Night Thursdays, every Thursday at 8:30. Eastern on Discord. So you don't even have to back the comic. If you want to watch zombie movies with a fun group of folks who like zombies, come join us. The Discord is on all my social channels. All are welcome. We're watching Dead Set tonight, which is a British zombie horror comedy where the cast of Big Brother gets bitten by zombies, and then they kind of document the whole experience. So keep your eyes open for that. And please say hello. And please check the Kickstarter out. Just type in Zombie Date Night on Kickstarter. And thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you get to see more comics in the future. Anything that any amount of money that I make from these comics will go towards the next project. So if you want to keep seeing me create, keep backing and keep supporting. And make sure to support other Kickstarter comics.
Oh, that reminds me of one more question. If people hear this and they miss the Kickstarter for one reason or another, are they still going to be able to get their hands on Slowpokes or Zombie Date Night anyway?
Yes. So I will still put out digital versions of Slowpokes and Zombie Date Night on Gumroad. So if you go to gumroad.com/Steve Urena, you'll be able to find copies there. I will probably order a few extra copies of Zombie Date Night, after the Kickstarter is over. So reach out to me and I'll see what I have, and hopefully I'll be able to accommodate you.
I'm so excited to get to see the finished product on this one. So, I mean, you guys know there is absolutely no way I'm not backing this one on Kickstarter, because I haven't gotten to see the whole thing. I just really want to, you know? Until then, though, and really afterwards, too, because I don't see myself changing it, if you want to talk to me, you can head on over to Twitter at PlayComicsCast, or you can head over to PlayComics.com, where you have links to all the social media things. But really, Twitter's the best one for me, because that's where I am the most. If you want to help support the show, then you can head on over to playcomics.com/support and have all kinds of options to help support the show, one of them being Patreon, where for just $1 a month, you can get these episodes early and a couple other things that I kind of have secret plans for. So you will get to see that. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say here, because I'm mean. Play Comics is part of the Gunna Geek Network. You can head on over to GunnaGeek.com, where you can check out all the other wonderfully geeky shows that we've got going on over there. And if you like the music that I'm rudely talking on top of right now, head on over to SoundCloud.com/best-day to check out Best Day's music. But most of all, just grab a game, grab a stack of comics, and go find yourself a new favorite character. And welcome to Play Comics, and I don't know. Let's start that over. That was dumb.
That's a great way to start. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.